became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
And welcome back to Two Boomer Women, The Lost Art of Conversation. I say Two Boomer Women, but again, it's me, it's Agnes, and I am one boomer woman coming to you this week, Marsuleika. She took a leave of absence at the beginning of October, and I knew she was doing that. Thanksgiving came, and I thought, boy, there was so many good things that happened. I mean, there's so many good things that happen in our lives anyways, but that particular weekend, so many good things happened in my life that I thought, you know, I need to remember to be grateful more than I am, and I shouldn't leave it till Thanksgiving weekend to do that. I do try to be grateful for little things, and by little things I mean things like green lights, a sunny day, my dog who lets me sleep in until my alarm goes off. Sounds silly, but boy, she wakes me up to an hour early just because of her love of food. Anyways, Thanksgiving, it just got a little crazy, and I didn't do a recording. And then at the end of that week, I did a face plant into a cement step. That dog that I mentioned, I let her out for her late night pee. Now I do put her on leash, and when I opened the back door, she knew there was a deer in the backyard. I did not. And she bolted. I was attached to her, and I was airborne, coming to rest face first on a cement step. So the last 2 weeks have been a little interesting. And I mean, I'm fine. There's no injury except for, you know, some bruising and a little bit of self-pity. But it just, once again, everything seemed to go sideways in terms of getting an episode recorded and to say hello. But oh, it's all good. And here we are. It's Monday. It is the day before the American election. That's tomorrow, Tuesday. Before I get into that, because I'm going to touch briefly on it, I have a story that I had heard about a long time ago, and I went looking for it, and I'm going to read it to you, because despite the fact that this is supposed to be The Lost Art of Conversation, it's a soliloquy tonight. So it's a story about a Chinese farmer. You may have heard the story. And it goes something like this. An elderly, hardworking Chinese farmer and his son had a single horse. They used the horse to plow the field, to sow the seeds, grow the crop, and transport it to the market. The horse was essential for the farmer to earn his livelihood. One morning, the horse broke the fence and ran away into the woods. When the neighbors found out that the only horse the farmer had run away, they came to solace him. They said, "Your only horse has run away just before the planting season. How will you till the land? How will you sow the seeds? This is unfortunate. This is bad luck." And the farmer replied, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" The wise farmer was unwilling to label this incident good luck or bad luck. A few days later, the farmer's horse returned from the woods along with two other wild horses. When the neighbors found out the news, they said, "Now you have three horses. You can till the land much faster with three horses. Maybe you can buy more land and sow more crop and make more money. Or you can sell the other two horses. Either way, you will be a rich man. This is good luck." The wise farmer replied, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" The next morning, the farmer's son started training the wild horses so that they would help till the land. While attempting to mount one of the wild horses, he fell down and broke his leg. Just before the sowing season, the son would not be able to help the farmer with his broken leg. The neighbors came once again and commented, "This is really unfortunate. This is bad luck." The wise farmer repeated, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" A few days later, the king's men started to visit each village in the kingdom. A war had started between their kingdom and a neighboring enemy state. The king's men were enlisting the eldest son from each family to join the army so they could defeat the enemy state. When they came to the farmer's house, they saw the son with the broken leg. He would not be of much use in the army, and hence they didn't take him. He was the only eldest son in the entire village who was not forcibly taken by the king's men to fight the war. The neighbors, some of them with teary eyes, came once again to the farmer and commented, "Your son breaking his leg was really fortunate. He is the only one who was not taken. What a stroke of good luck." The farmer replied calmly, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" And again the wise farmer was unwilling to label it as either good luck or bad luck. Now, it's just so many times I hear people bemoaning things, and right now it's so easy to bemoan things. You know, we've got COVID, we've got businesses that are struggling, we've got people that are struggling, we've got our elderly people that we're worried about. Just so many uncertainties, I guess. And it's really easy to glom onto the bad luck. Ooh, that's bad luck. Oh, that's bad news. But once again, what I've been trying to do recently, and I challenge you to do the same, is whenever it appears to be bad, is say, but there's a good side to this, or there's a positive thing to this, and try to find it. Like, do not stop. So, for example, I did a face plant on cement a couple of weeks ago. And I will admit, as I was flying towards this cement and I could see the cement coming at my face, I did have time for the thought that not my life flashing before my eyes, but that, yes, this sort of thing does end badly. When one does a face plant, it can sometimes end badly. And I'm okay. And it was okay. And, you know, it made me stop and appreciate my good health. I suppose the hardness of my head. I presumably have fairly reasonable bone density because I was sent for x-rays and there was no fracture. And, you know, it just makes you appreciate, you know, it could have been worse. Put it that way. And so many things in our life, it could have been worse. Oftentimes, when I'm struggling with a decision, I'll say, "What's the worst thing that can happen?" And oftentimes, the worst thing that can happen is that nothing changes. And that's not a bad thing, because we stay with the known. Sometimes, you know, something more positive, something better will come, you know, will be the result. And that's great. But if the worst possible scenario is that nothing changes, that's okay. By the same token, if it means that the worst thing that can happen is something really bad, then, you know, like, find a way to improve the odds, to get something happening, whatever it takes, that should be your impetus to really try to find a way forward or a way out or sideways, backwards, whatever gets you away from the worst possible scenario, if the worst possible scenario is a bad one. Now, before I continue, I'm going to let you know that I have a son in New York on the day before the American election, and so I've been checking in with him. So every once in a while, my text tone goes. And of course, I have the dog, and you've maybe already heard her. She has decided that, I've got the headset on, I'm recording, so she needs to join the conversation. So you'll hear her from time to time. I won't apologize. You're probably used to her by now. I often laugh because between Marsulaika and I, it's those external noises that sort of keep this whole thing real. For me, it's the dog primarily. She's the big thing. Every once in a while, I'll have a grandchild wander through. And for Marsulaika, it's some mornings the seagulls are loud and clear out her deck door. Other times, the garbage cans, I guess, are in the alley, several floors down from where she lives, and the trucks barge on by and crash and bang, and it's just like, whatever. It's like, this is life. So be it. We don't worry about having fabulous studios and soundproofing and all the rest of it. So, anyways, to continue, and I guess, boy, I guess now I'm just going to tackle the US election. I'm a Canadian, and often I've heard it said that living in Canada these last few years has been like living above a meth lab. And I'm not going to wade into the whole Trump versus Biden thing. I think what I'm looking forward to is less divisiveness. It's just so out there. Like the pendulum swings. There is no middle ground right now, it appears to me. It's exhausting is what it is. And once again, it's not, it is my politics to a certain extent because, once again, living in Canada has been like compared to living or sleeping beside the elephant. When that elephant rolls over, you know about it. You feel it. So yeah, what happens in the US does affect us in Canada in many, many ways. Now, the other analogy that I've heard coming up to the election is, if you've ever had children, you'll appreciate this. You watch your toddler as they're learning to walk and climb stairs. When they get to the top step, and you know how they stand up and they're not quite steady, and you just, if you're not near, you are having a heart attack because you don't know which way they're going to go. Will everything be okay, or will there be a catastrophe? And today, the day before the American election, that's sort of what it feels like. No matter which way it goes down there, just who knows what's going to happen? I don't think anybody knows, and that's sort of a scary place to be. Sometimes it's a fun place to be in some parts of life, but right now, it's not a fun place to be. Just watching that toddler wobble and not knowing which way he's going to fall. He, she is going to fall. I think I'm going to make this one a short one today. It's good to be back. Marsulaika and I do try to get together every Friday for Pissed On Podcast. I'll put the link to that in the show notes. Pour yourself a drink and join us. I will be honest, as much as possible, I try to record, and because we meet Friday at 5, and that is sort of what we talk about is Friday at 5. Obviously, we can't meet Friday at 5 and then I can't have it edited and up and ready to go. And especially after I've had a couple of glasses of wine on a Friday night, I'm not going to try and have it up by 7. So we record and I have it ready for you by the following Friday. So we are there Friday at 5. It's just from the week before that we're chatting and carrying on. That said, I would like to appeal to your better judgment and your kind thoughts. I know some of you are regulars listening, and I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Do us a favor wherever you listen to podcasts. If it's possible to leave stars, we really like 5 stars, but we'll take any stars because even if, well, I guess if you're a regular, you're not going to leave us 1 star. Like, why would you be coming back if you only thought we deserved 1 star? Sorry, I'm getting a little hungry, I think. And then either leave us comments or go to the website. And once again, that link is in the show notes. It's basically twoboomerwomen.com/join-the-conversation. And leave some comments. We'd love to hear from you, whether you want to talk to me, Agnes, or say something to Marsulaika, or just leave us a comment for both of us or about the show. If there's a conversation topic you'd like us to jump on, put it in the conversation and we will tackle it. Between the two of us, we have a fairly broad range of knowledge, And of course, I'm the search engine queen. I love to find things on the internet. If you listen to us regularly, you know I do that as we're talking, Marcy. Like, we'll ask a question, and before we finish the conversation, I usually have an answer. Anyways, have a good day. I hope tomorrow, Election Day in the US, is safe and sane for you. And yeah, I hope you got over the time change if you had a time change this past weekend. Once again, I think that's the reason my dog is a little going sideways because she had me up at 5:30 this morning. I can't tell you how much I love that. Anyways, have a good one, and as our good Dr. Henry says, be kind, be calm, be safe. And somebody else added, be smart. I think that's a good one to add. Talk to you next time. Agnes signing out for now. Bye. I say bye and I'm waving as though we're on a Skype call. Okay. See you next time.